The chief executive of the Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement Systems, GIPS, Archie Hesse, has debunked the notion that the Eastridge system only uses network to function efficiently. He said the system uses the network when funds are being loaded onto the card. Mr. Hesse said the platform is a biometric offline system which can be used without network. He was speaking at a media briefing in Accra. Rukaya Tumusa has more.
The meeting was to clear the misconception among the general public about the use of the eSwitch card. It was also to sensitize them on how the eSwitch system works. The chief executive of the Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement System, Archie Hesse, said the eSwitch salary system verifies and validates fingerprints before any payment is done. He said the process also helps to eliminate duplications on the payment. The general manager, technology and operations at GIPS, Kojo Intim, said its directive for the public sector workers to register the eSwitch cards with their banks is to ensure that individuals do not default on payments of loans acquired from their banks. He explains the process involved.
What we do first, after you have taken that card and advised your company or organization with that information, which is by providing the institution with the card number, we call it the USN, the unique serial number, is that they would send us a list of staff that they want to pay. We receive that list. We run it through our system to pick out how many other cards on the system bear the same fingerprint as the unique serial number that you've given us. We are able to put together a comprehensive list of authorized receipted
registration. I pray to God.
Will be those individuals who have either duplicates or have been wrongly put on the payroll. And the process we have is to advise the institution. At this point, we are sure that we have legitimate people recommended by the institution to be paid. But the institution chooses to make payments. They will send us a pay file that says we have 50 people to pay. Now, we will take that list of 50 people and compare it to the authorized list to confirm that they've been previously validated to be paid, and so they are supposed to be legitimate recipients of payments. And then, and only then, will the payment be processed. As part of that validation process, we also confirm which individual card recipient is receiving more than one payment within a particular pay cycle. And by the process that we used, every time we make a payment for a particular period, the system notes the payment that has been made and keeps that in view.